The Private Lotto Writers Association has appealed to the government to stop the Department of National Lotteries from arresting them because it is unfair. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a member of the group, Charles Agbolusu, said they are prepared to work with the National Lotteries, but National Lotteries do not want to work with them since they have failed to provide them with the machines to write the lottery.
We want to work with them, but they don't want to work with us because we have a lot of us have tried to apply for the machine, but it has proved futile. Only the old members they are giving. If like, you can go there right now yourself and apply, and you see how long it will take. So what they are doing to us, we think is going to create armed robbery. Poverty is going to increase because we are over 5 million nationwide. But more serious, no, they have targeted Accra more than elsewhere.
So you are saying that if the National Lotteries would be willing to give you machines, you will stop the banker to banker and write for them?
Yes.
But for how long have you been applying and you are not getting?
Every time you go, they will just tell you some story that there are some people in the system which have applied and they haven't received theirs yet. So unless they settle those people before they can open new doors, so the salary adjustment that it vanished from the system. And if you ask anybody, nobody is ready to. No, I don't work with the National Lotteries. Me, I'm just a receiver at the other end. So what are the problems they have internally at the lotteries? We don't know. But all that we saw is that the machine has vanished from the system. And they say unless they settle those people before they can consider new people into the system. So we are just waiting for them. If they make the advert that the machine is in, we're going for it. So we are just appealing to them to stop the arrest.
Charles Agbolusu is a member of the Private Lotto Writers Association.
Meanwhile, the National Lottery Authority has asked prospective workers to apply to the authority to be issued with the lotto machines after which they have been duly trained. Currently, the authority has placed orders for 2,000 of the machines for distribution. Director of Operations George Mfiose said this to Radio Ghana. He was reacting to calls from private lotto writers to stop arresting them because they could not be supplied with the machines. He spoke to George Ankra.
It is not impossible. They should apply through the normal channels, and when it is their time, we will invite them for training. After training, which is free, the machines will be provided.
I'm surprised, George, you are saying this, because most of them are saying that they have applied. Anytime they call to find out, they are told that they should hold on because a lot are yet to be served, and so they cannot get it.
If we are having challenges at the moment giving it to them, does that mean they should flout the law? The law now says nobody apart from National Lottery Authority should operate lotto. So that does not give anybody the permission to go and do illegal lottery. I mean, it is like saboteuring the national agenda. We are trying to generate revenue for government to develop the nation, and you go and give a simple excuse. They are giving their numbers as 5 million. What is the population of Ghana itself, and what is the population of the Ghana workforce to tell you that they are 5 million?
They are saying that in addition to the stakers, their dependents in total would amount to about 5 million. And so if you deprive them of the machine, you are forcing them to go hungry.
You see, if you talk about deprivation, how can we deprive people from getting the machine whilst we're trying to generate revenue for national? You see, they need to apply in the right manner. Take follow procedures, come to the training, and then they'll be done. It is not everybody also who wishes to become a lotto seller. That will possibly be. It's just like any other job. We cannot all be lotto sellers. We cannot all be bankers. We cannot all be teachers. But there are rules. We've been following the few arrests that we've been making these days. Any arrest that we make, people with our machines are arrested. So what does that mean? They take our machines and use that as a camouflage and sell the banker to banker. What would you say to that?
That is one out of a lot. How about the majority who are saying that they want to work with you? Is there any assurance you can give them? What is the procedure? Can you take us through the drill?
The procedure is that you come and see the sales division. Take an application form. We'll go through. When it is your time for come for training, you'll be invited. Once the training is done, your machine will be programmed and given to you. So we want to see who is their leader of the people who came to see you. Let them bring their genuine applications, or if they have it here, let us see who applied, and then we'll go through and how to help, because we want to help, because the more they sell, the more revenue we generate for the nation.
George Jemfi Osel is the Director of Operations of the National Lotto Authority.